years. In sports news, legendary golfer Tiger Woods is desperate to play in next year's President's Cup at Royal Melbourne. The 42-year-old has asked to be captain of Team USA at the event. Wayne Bennett has secured his first major signing for his new club. Damien Cook has re-signed at the Rabbitohs for the next four seasons in a deal worth reportedly $3.5 million. And Racing New South Wales have unveiled a new race to be held late next year at Rose Hill. The Golden Eagle, worth $7.5 million, will see the best four-year-olds race each other on November 2. It will be the third leg of the Golden Slam, which includes the Golden Slipper and the Golden Rose. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
Coming up to 10:04 Thursday morning, we're continuing on. Cozzy's got a few weeks off, so you'll have yours truly and Kevin Wolfe over the next few weeks in our time slots of after 10 o'clock. Today we've got Central Coast Racing at Gosford and Steve Scollard's joining us. Morning to you, Steve.
G'day, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well. How's your weather? Well, how's the run been? We've had a mixture in the last sort of week or two.
Ah, mate, it was good when the rain came last week. Mate, suited me fine, you know what I mean? I know not everybody. But we got 74 mil, just under 3 inches. Mate, it was unreal for me, you know. Mate, and the tracks responded, obviously, with that. You know, like most criteria this time of year, put 3 inches of rain on it, and you're going to get a good response. So, mate, it's in great condition. Rail's still in the true position. We raced there, 12 days ago in the true. And, mate, we haven't even bothered moving it. Should be a good day's racing here today.
All right, so it's on a good four, and you've just got nice weather for the Central Coast today.
Ah, it's beautiful, mate. It's not too warm, you know. It's only meant to get to the mid-20s, so, you know, shouldn't be too bad. It shouldn't. Hopefully all will be well.
Yep, understand. Good on you, mate. Start them well and have a good day there on the coast.
I'll certainly do my best. Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Steve Scollard joining us there at the track, telling us it's a good four and the rail stays in the true. After some heavy rain last week, it's just beautiful for the surface. And he's done all the form. Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Just talking.
Looking for
the Indian captain warming up at Adelaide Oval.
Oh, don't worry about that. We're warming up the back and some winners.
Well, more importantly, the winner. I'll watch the cricket highlights at 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
A good day. The weather's going to be perfect, like not too hot. The track's always fantastic there. And as Steve said, that bit of rain they had the other day would have done it the world of good. I think we can find a few winners, mate. Carry on from the last few meetings where we've had a fair bit of luck.
Righto. Well, they've got a big ladies' day coming up just after Christmas, December 28, and it's always a big day. The Central Coast, just before we look at the markets for these races and the tips, the Central Coast does come alive at the right time of the year here, doesn't it?
It does. They've got their carnival coming up. They've got the Bill of the Turf, and they've got the Guineas. They've got the Gosford Cup and all. And, of course, Andrew, they always race. They get 4,000 or 5,000 there on New Year's Eve. It's not actually a carnival day, but they get a huge crowd there because of the what time of the year it is.
Yeah.
And they have another meeting just after Christmas as well. So, and Wyong, next Wednesday, we go there for the Magic Millions. I'll see David Hayes and the Hayeses and the Tom Dabbering are sending one up there, and Craig Williams is going to ride it, but there's a lot of interest in that Magic Millions next Wednesday at Wyong, because Snitzel, Capitalist, Baruda Queen all won the one at Wyong and they went on to win at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, exactly. No, a lot of interest on Wednesday. And I should mention those nominations closed this morning at 11 o'clock for Wyong on Wednesday. So, participants, you've got about 50-odd minutes to throw your entries in there. All right, let's help our listeners, our loyal audience, the tune-in for the tips at 10 o'clock every day. And in the first race today at Gosford, Market Order has number 6, That Song, the favourite, at $1.90. It's been $2.20 into $1.90 this morning. 7, Impurity at $3.50. Navalis, number 9, Adrifter, $3.60 out to $3.90. Those three dominate it. The one they're getting on early, Gary, That Song, number 6.
It's my best bet of the day. It went up $2.70 yesterday, had.com.au. So it's been a very big firm, as you said, Andrew. David Hayes, and they've got the horse, David Benn and Tom Dabney. It's a Triple Crown horse, carries the Red Zell colours, and it runs second at Caulfield back in May, beaten a couple of lengths by Rock Hard. Then David sent it to Sydney for this preparation. The run that really got me in was at Randwick two starts back, when it got me a length and a quarter to Nauticus on Melbourne Cup Day. Got a bump at the start, then was outside the leader. Looked gone just inside the 300, but it fought on well. And the run that day was very good. It only got beat a length and a quarter behind Nauticus. After that, it went to the Kenzo track and run second last. But it pulled up lame. He wasn't the same horse the other day. He was gone at around about the 200 after being on the speed. And he did pull up lame. So the market tells you that that was the reason the horse didn't go well last start. He repeats the Randwick run because Nauticus is a very smart horse out of the former champion race mare, Miss Finland. And this horse was very, very good behind him. Bet of the day, number 7, Impurity for Ronnie Lehman. Went okay at Wyon the other day. Come across heels on straightening. Joined the leader at the 180 and was only nailed right on the line. Third pick, number 9, Novalis for Godolphin. Two good seconds this time in. Got a place, though, at number 5, Banjo's Boy. 6 the better of the day to beat 7, 9 and 5.
To race number 2, a benchmark 64 over the 1,000. Number 7, Transmitter, has a jockey change. Josh Parr not riding there today, and Glenn Schofield goes on the favourite here. Again, well found this morning. Opened 360. An hour ago it was 230. Then it was 270. Then it was 250. And it's now at 230, number 7, Transmitter. 5, Dreamy Bell, with that move, has been 390 out to 420. And Ganesa, number 4, is at $5.50. Fine Hero, a drifter, 460 out to 550.
It'll be hard to beat Transmitter, but I think Dreamy Bell's got a great chance at the value. Trained by Chris Lees, last time in 8 starts, 2 wins and 2 seconds. I was very impressed with a recent trial at Newcastle, which he won. Big of a McClellan Roader, and he dropped her in behind the leaders in the trial, and she was very, very strong late. I remember, Andrew, in her 3 runs back in March, April, she led in all 3 runs, Port Macquarie, Musselbrook and Newcastle. Won one and was placed in the other 2. But obviously they've decided to ride her off the speed this time in, and I think she's better off that way. Tommy Berry rides her today, and I think she's got a great hope. Transmitter's the danger in the Godolphin colours. Won at Kembla the other day, won easy, bolted in it there. On 17th of November, was running 5th in the run, in a field of 9, got off heels at the 350 and ran right away on the straight. Big chance. Barrier 1, great advantage. I was going to get the run of the race. When I say a great advantage, around these tighter tracks like Gosford, and particularly Gosford, you can draw the 1 barrier, Andrew, and in the end, it can be your worst enemy. You can cruise running 3rd into the straight. And a number of horses don't get a crack at them in the straight in that in the short run home. But we'll rely on Scully to get it into the clear, and it'll be hard to hold out. Number 4, Ganesa, part owned by the CEO of the Gunnedah Race Club, Mark Strong. He was telling me he's a part owner, and he is. It's in the book here. Mark's story, actually, his name is. Goes good, this fella. He's 8-year-old. He's had a lot of issues. And he ran a really good second to the former Godolphin horse, Ozark, last start. And number 6, Fine Hero. 5, 7, 4.
Race number 3, a class 1 over the mile. And here's another jockey change on a pre-race favourite, Wakurna, number 3. Glenn Schofield has picked the ride up here for Josh Parr. And it's been 260 into 250. It's now currently 260 in favourite, number 3 there for the Cornish clan. 2, he's imposing, 340 out to 390. Laguna Mountains, number 7, has been 550 into 5. And Beauty Canis, number 4, it got to a high, Gary, of $7 this morning. It's now at 550, number 4.
Yeah, a few chances. I like Laguna. At Hawkesbury, in its second race start on November 14, and won the race and survived the protest. Josh Parr rode him. And he went straight to the lead. He looked gone at the 100. and he was joined by a horse at the Snowden's Charitera. And they fought it out to the line, and they obviously had a bump because Charitera's rider, it might have been Corey, threw in a protest, which was dismissed. That was only second race start, Andrew. We'll be all the better. He's a schnitzel, four-year-old with Gerald Ryan. He's got very good speed. He's drawn a bit awkwardly, but he'll go forward lead or be outside the leader. And I'm tipping on him to be, to have benefited from that first up run and win here. He's imposing. Going well for Joe Pride. Last start winner at Hawkesbury. Was on the speed all the way and won well. Beauty Canass, been well backed, as you said. Form's good. Four placings from her last five. Wild About Her, one of Singo's horses. Beat her here in a mile race last start. Beat her about half a neck. And I think Wild About Her will win a race at Newcastle Saturday. So Beauty Canass is going to be a good chance here for the good Barry and Rory Hutchings to ride. And number seven, Laguna Mountains, last start winner. 3, 2, 4, and 7.
3, 2, 4, and 7 in race three. Looking at Gosford here. Gosford race four, a benchmark 70, just after 3 o'clock again over the mile. Stock up number four, got to $2.10. Then they went whoosh. $1.70 is where it stands right now. Number four, Stock Up. Two Weekend Affair at $3.10. Five Nines Enough at $7.50. Did get to 11 this morning, so just tightening a little bit here on a couple of these. And Sensacova, number six, is now at $10.
Yeah, the second favourite to come out here, the cartoonist. This looks a real good thing, Stock Up. It's a smart horse, it's both. Broke up at Hawkesbury by Scott Single. His last run at Rose Hill on November 24. He was only beaten three quarters of a length by Napoleon Salo and Turnberry in a Saturday race. Got back midfield and really hit the line good. Very impressive and an easy win at Newcastle. Two runs back and a good win at Hawkesbury. Three runs back. Absolutely flying. Christian Reed to ride. Very short, but he looks a good thing. 2 Weekend Affair, last start Canterbury winner. Middle of November, second pick in the race. Number five, Nine's Enough, could run a place. And number six, Sensacova. But $1.70, Andrew, could end up a good price. 4, 2, 5, and 6.
4, 2, 5, and 6 there. To race number five, and a riding change here on number two for Wendy Roach is Rachel King. 5-2 Rachel King. We have here with Tab Fixed Odds, Swelt for Brad Widup, number three. It's been $1.80 into $1.65 this morning. Mustafa, number two. Drifter, $4.60 out to $5.50. Down to 11, Montalis. It's been 7 out to $7.50. And Everly, number 10, $8 and solid at that quote. But Swelt, $1.85, now $1.65 here for Damien Flower.
Yeah, I don't think they can beat him. He looks an absolute moral. Damien's coming up today too, I understand. Andrew, the reason why he's so short, well, number one, the second favourite's come out. But the main reason he's so short is that Rosina Kojana, who was so impressive in winning yesterday in town, and the half-brother to, or half-sister to, She Will Reign, only beat at a length the other day at Hawkesbury. This horse served it up to the filly in the straight, but she was too good for him. But he beat the others easily, and he is a pretty smart horse, this bloke. He's only had the two runs. He ran third to Lean Mean Machine at Warwick Farm back in March, and then he followed up with this race, this run first up. Kick up the quaddy, you'd have to, kicking off the quaddy, you'd have to stand him out, surely, at that price, and he looks a class above him. Christian Reeve from a good barrier. Then he was Trollwell, the New Haven Park horse, number 10 Everly. Bit of odds, could be a good exacta here. It'll come in a, not too many, but a few with the scratching. It's got a bit of speed, Tim Clark's riding. Second pick, number 2 Mustafa, not without a chance first up, and number 11 Montalis for the Hawks. 3, 10, 2, 11.
That's race five. Race number six, let's move to this one, a staying race over the 2,100 metres. We start with number 10, Man and Superman here for Gay and Adrian. It's been $4.20, $3.60, and now $3.10. There's been some shuffling here, but there's still some good movement. Four Triplicate, $3.40. Eight Time to Rethink, $5.50 into $4.80. Bulwark, number one for Robin Luke Price, it's at $5. And Regal Rage, number three, a drifter out to $12. Man and Superman, $3.10 right now, Gaz.
You get a gold medal if you pick the winner of this, Andrew. One, two, three, there's at least there's five good chances. 2,100 metre maiden around Gosford, five oaks in the race. I'm tipping one carrying Melbourne Cup colours, Bulwark, Melbourne Cup winning colours. Same. Duncan Ramage, Think Big Stud, owns this horse. He's the manager of Think Big Stud, as it says in the book. He's one of the owners. Andrew, he ran second here the other day to Frescard. He missed. It was a similar race in this. A maiden 1,900. This is a 21. Blake Spriggs put him on the speed. He had a lovely run. Went up three wide outside the leader on the turn. Chased hard. He got beat about 2.3. That was his best run by far as he got up to a bit of distance. His shorter distances in his other three runs didn't suit him at all. He's by Tavistock out of a Zabil there. He's on stout staying blood lines here. And I'm tipping back. Barrier 2, Blake, I'll put him in the box seat again. Robert and Luke Price have got him down the south coast, so he's in a good stable. Triplicate for Richard Friedman. Well beaten at Wine the other day, but it was a strong maiden. Everlasting Love won the race with City of Love. He run 30, got beat 4 lengths. It was only a mile race. Obviously, Rich thinks he's crying out for 2,100, and I think he is too big because he just grinds away. Number 8, Time to Rethink for John Sargent. Thought its last run at Hawkesbury was okay behind Captain's Legend and Front View. Got beat a length of 3/4. And the other one, I've got four of them in the quarter year, is the one that you spoke about, a Gay and Adrian's, Man and Superman, with Adam Hieronymus to ride. And two runs. It could only run 8 and Kembla on debut, and then it run 4th at Goulburn, beat 2.5. I mean, those runs are enough to the right home about. But either is this race, and he looks the leader in the race. He led the other day at Goulburn over the mile. 1, 4, 8, and 10, a tough race.
Yeah, 1, 4, 8, and 10. Bulwark at the moment is at $5. To race 7, the 3-year-old here over the 1,200. And this was the one that I mentioned earlier. Dave Stanley mentioned it in the news hour. Go Gold Coast. It's been $2.30 into $1.85 this morning. A real good move, number 3. Battle Cry's been 5 and solid at that quote. Efficiently at $7.50 out to $9. And most up, number 10, has been 8 out to 10. But Go Gold Coast, really well found. And Glenn Munsey fired me a text. It's part owned by Tom Tate, who's the mayor of the Gold Coast.
That's him. I've seen Tom on television plenty of times. And also on the ownership, Andrew, was the Henderson.
Oh, righto.
And they've raced many good horses with Chris Waller and others. And that's obviously why it's called Go Gold Coast.
That's it.
Tell you what, Andrew, on its trial, they won't beat it. Beat a horse called Capperjack in the trial. Only just beat it. Capperjack went to Rose Hill and won. Led all the way in the trial. Jay Ford trialed it. Tommy Berry's riding him today. The speed he showed from barrier, he'll come into barrier 4. Yeah, barrier 4. I'd imagine Tommy's going to go forward and lead or sit outside the leader on him around Gosford. The money suggests he'll win, and the trial suggests he'll win. So there's two shorties you got in the quadrilla. That's our fourth odds-on favourite for the day. 3 Go Gold Coast on top, 1 Battle Cry. Had to be hit with a whip and ridden out in the barrier trial, given a real good rev up. Mark Newman's got it, Tim Clark to ride it. Second pick, third pick, number 8, efficiently for James Cummings. Got a good barrier. Probably needs to improve. I'll have a look if this is the right one in the trial that I saw. Got these 5 lengths. Got back, ran on okay, but needs to improve on that. The figure here. And number 12 is the other one, Hijinska. Thought a trial good. When it strikes an easier maiden, it may win a race. 3, 1, 8, and 12.
3, 1, 8 and 12 in the second last race, number 7. And the last today at Gosford at 5.30. And we've got Sophie Allen, number 6. Let me get the flux here from Tab Fixed Odds. 3.30, 2.50, 2.50 right now. Sophie Allen, number 6. Number 3, all too free at $5. 2, Wanda, the next one in the market for Richard Litt at $6. 4, Oxford Angel, now 8 into 7 in the last hour, and Screenshot has been $9.50 out to $10. Gary?
I think she'll win, Sophie Ella. Bjorn Baker brought her to Scone back in February for a first start, and she won up there. And then she'd come to Gosford, straight from a country maiden into a benchmark 64 at Gosford, and absolutely bolted in. Went to Rose Hill, started favourite, runs fifth behind Marble. Then went to the paddock, had two runs back. Third to that smart horse of John O'Shea, Southern Lad. First up at Wyon, beaten a length and three quarters. Tim Clark rode her there. Then he rode her the other day in the Kenzo, and they took her back. She was worse than midfield. Tim, I thought he'd give her every chance. I noticed one of the websites said that they thought she never really got clear, but I thought she did. We'll talk to Tim probably today about her anyway. But she did run on really good at the end. She only got beat a length and a half, and the run there was good enough to win this race, I've got no doubt. Wanda, interesting runner, number 2. Raced by Godolphin, but now in the hands of Richard Litt, who's had success with former Godolphin runners. Hasn't run since July, no trial. Won a race at Hawkesbury. Easy Eddie beat it into second place one day on the Kenzo. Keep an eye on it. Barrier 1, Adam Hieronymus. Number 4, Oxford Angel. Bounced back to form well here at Gosford the other day. Beat Art the Moore, who goes pretty good. And number 3, all 2-3, a last up winner. Very, very good race to wind up the quaddy. 6-2, 4-3, Andrew.
Righto, 6-2, 4-3. There's a couple of shorties, but overall there's some very competitive races here.
No doubt about that. There is. The last one in particular is one of them. And it's very, very competitive. When you come to Gosford and Wyong and Newcastle, Pembla, Hawkesbury, and those provincial meetings, Andrew, you're nearly up to midweek Wednesday class. The maidens and the other runners on the day, most times they go straight to town and run well on the Wednesdays. So you're always going to get good, you know, quality programs. Mate, I know a lot of good punters lately that have had good success by putting these short price favourites in the multi, or
yep,
as we used to call it years ago, all up.
Yep.
You know, put 3 or 4. One of them, you could have got terrific on the other day for 3 that we liked at Scone, and they all got up. So, I mean, I've been up too much lately, but a lot of friends have been taking these multis, and that's what I'll be doing today, because in race 1, my best bet, that song, I reckon it'll win. And then you've got the horses like Zvelt, Go Gold Coast, and the other odds on one that we had through the day. They all do look with it.
Yep, they do. All right, first race at 1.15. We'll get your late mail on air right through the day. Just with those jockey changes too, with Josh Parr not riding, Glenn Schofield's picked up 2 really good rides. He's now the $2.20 fixed, jockey challenge favourite at $2.20. Tim Clark, $2.25. Christian Reith at $3.60, and they dominate it. But just picking up those 2 rides early on, Glenn Schofield is now the Gosford Jockey Challenge favourite. Good on you, Gary. We'll hear from you right through the day.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you. Gary Harley looking at Gosford. And tomorrow in this time slot between 10 and 10.30, we'll have our full preview for Mudgee Cup Day. Looking forward to that day tomorrow. You'll set up Mudgee Cup Day with the big sports breakfast tomorrow morning from Mudgee from 5.30. The cricket, oh, by the way, banter with Bensley. Chinwag with Cozzy's got the flick until the new year. He's on a break. So we're bantering with Bensley this morning. And Dominic Byrne is going to join us in about 3 or 4 minutes. Really looking forward to the chat with Dominic. He's got so many racing tales through his life. Trent Langscale, though, is joining us from TAB. Morning to you, Trent.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
The cricket test begins in Adelaide in just over half an hour. The toss is about 3 minutes away. So pre-toss, what's going on?
Well, I will say in the last 24 to 36 hours, Australia have been the shortener, Andrew. 230 into 210. The draw has been 5 out to 575. and India just out of touch from 235 to 240. So for the first test result, Australia are the $2.10 favourites, the draw $5.75 and India $2.40. But there is no doubt that the toss, which isn't too far away, will have a bearing, particularly for the side batting first. The last few tests at the Adelaide Oval have been day-nighters, but that isn't the case for this time around, and it does feel a bit weird that the test series is actually starting. We're used to having one at the Gabba, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Probably may have had one at the Wacker by this time, but yeah. No, we've got the first of four tests. Once again, Australia $2.10, the draw $5.75, and India $2.40. Just a note on the high bats for both the nations, for Australia in their first innings, and we knew the side late yesterday afternoon. Usman Khawaja and Sean Marsh, they are the equal favourites at $4.50. Aaron Finch at $5. Marcus Harris, $6. Peter Hanscom at $7. Travis Head, $8. And then Tim Payne at $15. While for India's high bat in the first innings, no surprise who is at the top of the market. That is Virat Kohli at $3. Cheteshwar Pujara at $5. Lokesh Rahul at $5.50, along with Murali Vijay. And you've got Ajinkya Rahane at $7.50. And Rohit Sharma at $9. But the toss, not too far away. But once again, Australia, before the toss, they are, well, just an adjustment there, $2.15 to win the first test. The draw, $5.50. And India, $2.40. The battle for the Border Gavaskar Trophy begins in just over half an hour, Andrew.
And Trent, can you do us a favour? Come back at 11 and update it after the banter, and we'll update on that draw, the toss of the coin, in just a matter of minutes before we get to Dominic Byrne. Thanks, Trent.
Thanks, Andrew.
Trent Langscale with the latest on the crickets. We'll take a break, and what a time for New South Wales racing.
As a tree change destination, the Mudgee region has it all. Picturesque surroundings, award-winning restaurants and wineries, a vibrant cafe culture and strong economy. It's undeniably one of the most desirable regional centres in Australia, and your real estate choices are endless. From lifestyle properties and farms to character cottages and luxury residences. With over 45 years experience, the Property Shop team knows the local market better than anyone. Visit thepropertyshop.com.au.
Harvey Norman's massive factory outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more. Harvey Norman's factory outlet, Gardner's Road, Mascot.
Let's get to the latest in sports news. As I say, Jono will have the very latest on the toss of the coin, which is meant to happen any tick of the clock in Adelaide. We're half an hour away from the first cricket test.
Yeah, it certainly is, Andrew. Very exciting here. And the Aussies, they'll field a new-look side with Marcus Harris on debut and Mitch Marsh. He's missed out of the 11. Racing New South Wales have revealed their plans for an exciting new race day to be held next year at Rose Hill. The Golden Eagle on November 2 will feature the country's best four-year-olds and is worth $7.5 million. South Sydney Rabbitohs hooker Damien Cook has signed a new deal with the club. It'll have him there at Redfern till the end of the 2023 season and is worth a reported $3.5 million. The new stadium in Western Sydney has been given a name. Bankwest Stadium will be the new home for the Parramatta Eels, the West Tigers and the Western Sydney Wanderers. And legendary golfer Tiger Woods is desperate to play in next year's President's Cup at Royal Melbourne. The 42-year-old has asked to be captain of Team USA at the event. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The cricket toss has taken place in Adelaide, Australia playing India in the first test. We can tell you that India called a heads